This is Louis Navelier. It is Tuesday, December 30th. Okay, the stock market is essentially treading water right now, and we're probably going to have more of this low-volume trading action on Friday, the day after New Year's Day, and then we'll have to wait till Monday to get some real volume and see if we're going to get a January effect, which we normally do. The main comment I have is that gold got hit yesterday on Monday. It's rebounding today, which is a good sign. As you know, we have lots of gold stocks because they have great earnings. And that's an interesting development. You might have noticed Bitcoin, which has had a horrible year, is trying to bounce today. So if you do want to make a transition out of Bitcoin into gold, today's a good time to do it. The other comment I have is the Fed minutes will be coming out today. And I think that's not important because the nomination of the new Fed chairman will overshadow all that, okay? And the bottom line is the Fed is conducting aggressive open market action to lower short-term treasury yields. And they diverted some of their balance sheet to do that. And as they steepen the yield curve and drive yields lower, they will then continue to cut. There was some good news on housing sales that they picked up. Mortgage rates have declined. Probably not as much as they need to, but so that means the housing market might get firmer footing. That's kind of important because that's been a big drag on the economy. And so we want to see if that can firm up. But the housing sector has, in the last two quarters, second, third quarter, has been a 5.1% annual drag on economic growth. So that's a big sector that has to be repaired. And then as soon as we repair that sector with lower rates and maybe some insurance reform, because some people can't get homeowners insurance, then what would happen is that would add to our GDP growth and really help broaden out our economic recovery. So otherwise, that's about it. There's a lot of international developments underway as well. Obviously, you see what's going on in Venezuela. I guess we blew up a dock where they used to load drugs. So that makes it more intense. The 30th strike on a drug boat was also conducted. And so that is intensifying. To be honest with you, if there's a regime change in Venezuela, it's going to keep crude oil prices low for a long time because I think the ultimate objective is for other U.S. oil companies to join Chevron and really help repair Venezuela's oil infrastructure. And, you know, they do have the largest crude oil reserves in the world. And if their output starts to go up, it will be impossible for crude oil prices to go up around the world. So that could be a big development. That'd be very deflationary. That'd be very welcome. The other thing that's going on, there's these pretty serious protests going on in Iran. They keep shouting for freedom. Iran has a lot of problems. Their currency has fallen 60% since June when they decided to launch missiles into Israel. Obviously, the country has been fighting all countries in the West, Europe, U.S., Israel. And a lot of their citizens may not welcome that. And the people in charge of Iran are a minority, and they have to keep everybody unsettled and stir the pot to stay in power. But they're calling for, obviously, a regime change in these protests. So it'll be interesting to see if that eventually happens. But Iran's got so many problems. Tehran ran out of water. You know, if you live there, it's not very good if there's no water in your tap. So that's a big city to move. I think there's 50 million people there. So fascinating times we're in. But the bottom line is the U.S. remains an oasis. The U.S. is much better position than most countries. The U.S. is food and energy independent, and there's a lot of articles about the weakness of the dollar, but the dollar has been firming up in recent months. And I do expect a big dollar rally next year, largely because our rates are higher than the rest of the world. And capital will continue to flow here. And that should shove yields down. The other comment I have is that as the dollar strengthens, it is naturally deflationary because everything we import gets cheaper and cheaper. So we have a lot to look forward to in the new year. And, you know, hopefully we'll get some peace agreements. Obviously, the Ukraine-Russian peace agreement has not been verified. There's been some setbacks with some of the military action that's ongoing. And if we can get peace in the world, that would also cause a big relief rally. So hang on, everybody. It's a lot of things are going on, but we're poised to start the new year on a strong note. 5% GDP growth is definitely in store as soon as the Fed cuts rates a bit more. And that's about it. So 2026 is going to be a great year, and I hope you're ready for it. So with that said, I'll talk to you in the new year. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Nambalier.